107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Wednesday. He's here a day early because we have Remembrance Day tomorrow, so we thought we'd get a United Way Perth Huron campaign update. Martin Rithma joins us in the studio. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Jamie. It is always wonderful to be here, and I'm glad you have tomorrow. Tomorrow is a most important day across our country, so thank you for participating.
And of course, we'll have the broadcast tomorrow for Remembrance Day live from the Stratford Cenotaph starting at 10:45. And want to do a special shout out for Ballinran Entertainment for helping us with that. So let's get a campaign update. We are still off and running here.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're getting close to seeing that 30% bulb being turned on. We're at 29% of our goal, which is $583,000. And as you know, our goal is set at $2,002,061, and it's a needs-based goal.
Yeah, it's not a number that's pulled out of the air, if you will. This, as you mentioned, it's a needs-based goal.
Absolutely. And you know, we talk about the needs. Two pieces that I want to highlight this morning, and there are many in our community, but certainly the Urgent Need Fund continues. And that provides funds for individuals, whether it's for rent, whether it's for groceries, maybe it's a car repair, maybe it's a $200 car repair so I can continue to drive to work. Maybe it's medication, maybe it's childcare. But that Urgent Needs Fund was set up just prior to this COVID piece, but it continues and it is very supportive. And the other piece that I want to identify, those dollars go towards our 50 supported partners, you know, in our local communities, whether it's Emily Murphy Center, One Care, Stratford Perth, ShelterLink, Choices for Change, Family Services, Perth Huron, all those agencies, those talented individuals do such an amazing job of addressing the urgent needs, unignorable issues in our community. Mm-hmm. They all do their job, whether it's homelessness, senior isolation, domestic violence, youth mental health, hunger, poverty. They all do their part. So a huge shout out to those agencies and the wonderful people that work.
And we can all do our part. And yes, we can do our part with the workplace campaign. Mm-hmm. Now, Martin, we've talked about this, but let's shout out some great workplaces that have been part of this.
Thank you. Yesterday, I had a chance virtually to meet Curtis Wright, both in their morning and their afternoon groups. And, you know, Curtis Wright on board again this year. Last year gave almost $19,000. I believe there were 20 donors amongst them. But, you know, I look at Huron Perth Catholic District School Board. They're up and running. And last year, $28,000. Huron Perth Healthcare Alliance. Their place is up and going with regards to the workplace campaign, over 56,000. City of Stratford, $15,500. Fahman Company, who is phenomenal in our community, almost $28,000. And I have to mention Libro as well, Libro Credit Union. They are so involved in so many things in our community. Their campaign is going. So I always say, if your campaign is up and running, that's great. If you haven't started it, get going on it. And most importantly, that if you don't have one, give us a shout at the office, and Sonia will be more than happy to help set that up.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking of someone hearing this saying, well, maybe my workplace or my business, you know, we don't have a large staff. It's a small place. You can still become involved because every workplace makes a difference.
Thank you for mentioning that. 2 years ago, I went into a workplace and they had two individuals and they did a workplace campaign, and it was so neat. You know, I've done goodwill and, you know, once again, people helping people. And so small ones, big ones, they all contribute to that, to what we need to get done in our community.
Absolutely. And can we talk about the Stratford Connection Center? I know we've had lots of people asking about it, questions about it. Can we spotlight that this morning?
And it's funny, I just mentioned what needs to get done in our community. Mm. I look at this, the Stratford Connection Center, as one of those places that we need. You know, I got up this morning, I had a shower. I had a nice quiet cup of coffee in preparation for this. And I really didn't give that much thought. But you know what? We take things for granted that people that are, you know, that are out on the street, that are living rough, they don't take for granted. So, you know, here's an opportunity for some dignity to be restored, whether it's doing your laundry, whether it's taking a shower, maybe having a cup of coffee. And, you know, hopefully having a cup of coffee with somebody maybe from Choices for Change and or the Stratford Social Services Department, where you build a relationship and perhaps start that movement from homelessness to permanent shelter. And that's the one aspect is taking care of that need of getting warm, getting dry, feeling a little bit good about yourself, maybe putting a fresh pair of socks on to the relationship building. So, yeah, this is a big one in Stratford, and I'm so excited. It's coming, you know, with projects like this take time as we do the renovations, but it's coming, and hopefully before too much snow flies.
There you go. Lots on the go with United Way Perth Huron. And anything else? Any other shout-outs this morning, Martin?
You know, I want a shout-out, thank you, to Elizabeth Cooper, another great Women United function, both at the Country Club, Stratford Golf and Country Club. That was sold out and was virtual. Just an amazing, a moving evening to hear three women that identify as Muslim, Indigenous, and Mennonite talk about their experiences navigating our community through their clothes. And what a moving evening, and once again, a chance to hear Lisa Wild talk about the challenges at the Emily Murphy Center. So many women gathered together, and they had a chance to donate that evening and will continue to donate as a result of that evening. So, you know, thank you very much for all those individuals that took part that evening.
It's about engagement, and you can engage right now. Be a part of the campaign. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website that has all of the information. Martin Maritzmo with United Way Perth Huron. Martin, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jamie. It's a pleasure to be here and to give witness to so many great things happening in our community.